Okay, let's begin with Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin. Zvachim Mem Zayin, we are Mem Vav Amabes. The last Amud of the fourth Perek, before we get into Perek Ezehu Makoman, the fifth Perek of Masechet Zvachim, which is really a new world. So as we discussed the last Mishnah in the Perek that we started discussing on yesterday's Daf, these first four Prakim were all about different Machshavos Psulos, Machshavos Ba'ayatios, problematic thoughts. We've discussed in the earlier part of the Masechta whether a Kohen is Chayiv, is Mazik, in those types of cases, if he destroys the carbon, if he ruins the carbon, does he have to pay for it? Is it Hezek She'eno Nikar? Is it Garmi? We discussed that a little bit towards the beginning of the Masechta, but either way, it's a problem for Kohen to do this. The Rambam's Lashon is that it's Ki'ilu, you're making a Balmum in the carbon, so that's why one tries not to have problematic thoughts, and it is a problem if the Kohen does have the problematic thoughts. That's the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Yud Ches of Hilchos Psulei Mukdashim. Kol Machashiv Machshava She'eda Nechona B'Kadshim Hari Ze Over B'Lo Sa'asei Shahriyu Omer Lo Yechashev. If somebody has an inappropriate thought in Kachim, so then you violate a losa say, Bipi Yashmu Alamdu, Shibachal Din Ze Shalo Yafsid HaKachim B'machshava. Right, we cannot be Mafsid Karbanos through our thought. Shahri Ze Dome Lamatal Mum B'Kachim. Because it's similar to giving a mum, a physical mum in a karban. But even so, one doesn't get malchus for that because in a machshava maisa, the machshava is not considered a maisa. And then the Rambam says, "Call karban shenemar shehu pasul. Any karban that becomes pasul, if I eat from it, I do get malchus." But either way, this is the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud Ches in terms of machshava. So the Mishnah said that we have to have six machshavos, positive machshavos, according to the Tanakhama, in order for the carbon to be kosher in all regards, l'shem zevach, l'shem zoveach, v'chulu, and the Rabbi Yossi said, no, as long as you didn't have a kavano for any of these, it's still okay, because t'nai bezdin, she'ena machshava horeches, ela acher ha'oved. And therefore, it would be okay. We discussed in the Achronim whether all of these are positive requirements that you should have lishma, or is it just a problem to have shalol lishma? And it's a postel of it shalol lishma. Again, that's the sugya that comes from Dav Beis Mabeis that we had earlier about stama lishma when it comes to karbanos, stama lav lishma when it comes to girishin and other contexts. Just one or two other makoros that we didn't mention. We mentioned yesterday a number of the sources, but the Noda Bihuda has a well-known tshuva in Siman Sadi Gimel in Yaradeya, where he talks about saying L'Shem Yichud, talking about the idea of being saying something L'Shma. So he was asked, what is the proper Nusach of L'Shem Yichud? So as we've said, that's not a question to ask the Noda B'Yehuda about what's the Nusach. Al Rvias Asher Shal B'Nusach L'Shem Yichud Asher Chadashim Mikarov Nispashet V'Nitvas B'Sidurim. It's been printed. V'hine baze ani meshiv acha tashoalani nusach amiraso yoser roy lishol im no markitov b'amiraso. Before you ask me which nusach to say, why don't you ask me whether you should say it at all or not? Olo daiti zera chole b'dorenu. Again, it's a much discussed tshuva. It's a big illness in our generation, says the Noda B'Yehuda. Again, who lived at talking to the Hasidic world. The generations before us did not have such a nusach. And they went api alacha. Every diktuk, asher divrayim novim im b'kor mayim chayim yama talmud. Aleim nomar tumas yisharam tanchem v'chulu. And they never said it. Aval bidoreinu hazeh ki azvu as taras Hashem b'mekar mayim chayim shnei atamudim bavli Yerushalmi, and they have new ways of serving Hashem, which obviously Noda B'Yehuda was did not follow. Ubavuri haolam miskayim av eluhim achrivei ador v'aldara yasam hazeh, and here's his line. He quotes the pasuk ki yisharim darchei Hashem sadikim yelchubam v'chasidim yikashlubam. Right, he changes the pasuk, he changes the word of poshim. That's where he says just do the mitzvah. He says, I know this is what I'm going to say. He says, but mitzvah. Kashem Shemitzvah Lomar Davar Nishma Kach Mitzvah Shlo Lomar Davar Hashino Nishma Hashem Yirachim Aleinu. But either way, what's the Yisod issue? He says, just do the mitzvah. Just do the mitzvah. You don't have to say things beforehand. Ubiguf Hadavar Shetzarch Lohtzi Mipiv Shausa Kavana Pi Asod. That you have to say that you do get Bekavana, and you bring a raya from the beginning of Zvachim that beget Sarach Shiomar Beferish Shos Lashim Gershin V'chein Benadar Gomar Beliba Sarach Shiosi Bisvasav. Ani Omar Shmi Makom Shevi Raya Misham Histira. No, Shem Chalik Shem Bein Isha LaKadshim. You're bringing me a Raya from Isha. I'll bring you a Raya from Kadshim. What are mitzvos like? Mitzvos are more like Isha, or mitzvos more like Kadshim? I would say, says the Oda Yehuda, mitzvos are more like Kadshim. And therefore, b'mitzvah shalanu Kadshim ninu Kadshi gavoa. V'stama l'shma nomdin. And it's stama l'shma, and therefore, and I think it's even a kavachomer. The only kavachomer advarim. In b'kadshim, av shevadai mitzvah sheya'ase b'feirish l'shma, k'mo shamru b'zvachim sham, l'shem shisha dvarim azevach nizbach. Quoting our Mishnah, it says in Zvachem, you have to do it lishma. Afilu hachi asnu bezdin delo lemu lishmo delo asi lemer shelo lishmo. Right, Rabbi Yosi, shelo yomer velo yachshav afilu belibo. Rak yasa avoda velo yachshav klal. V'ani omer im chashu hasam shelo yomer lishmo pen yomer shelo lishmo shelo yachshav lishmo pen yachshav shelo lishmo. Afshu chashash rachok sheyite bein lishmo b'shalon shelo lishmo, even though it's a chashash rachok, kavachomer b'kavanas hatfila v'hamitzvos sheish bem kama ikulei pshurei v'kama chashash kitzes b'netios. There are a lot of, you know, chashashos pshita sheish levata shelo yichavin klal. Just go straight, just have stoma, and therefore he says that I don't think you should say this. And if you want to say something, say the bracha. Right, that's enough for me. If there's a mitzvah without a bracha, ani noheg lomar befi, I say hidden the osa davar zelakai mitzvahs bari, ubazedai, veinsurach yoser, and you don't have to have anything else. That's a much discussed Oda Yehuda. Obviously, those that disagree with the Oda Yehuda, but again, this is the having to do with lishma by mitzvahs. He doesn't quote it, but the Ritvam Sachim is a very significant comment. The Ritva, the end of Zayin Mabez, in Psachim, the Ritva says, V'tam zeh shomer chazal uvarech al mitzvos over las yasan. The reason that Chazal created the takana of saying a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Now, two reasons. Number one, kidei she yiskadesh tchila bebracha, v'yigale v'yodia, shehu osa osa mebnei mitzvos Hashem Yisbarach. It's the Ritva talking. Right, it's not an achron. The Ritva, right? Chazal said a bracha so that we sanctify ourselves beforehand and we reveal and let all know that we're doing it l'shem mitzvah. The ode, and then he says ki abrachos mi avodas hanefesh v'roi lahakdim avodas hanefesh l'mala shehi avodas haguf. And the bracha is the avodas hanefesh, meaning it's the spiritual part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the physical part, whatever you do, and then you're makdim that with the spiritual. I saw a couple of weeks ago in the Dvir HaKodesh that we use on Zvachim, he has a sefer on Moadim. So he discusses maybe the Nekudas, the Hamachlokas, the 2 days in the Ritva, is whether the bracha, it is the Rabbanan, but whether the Rabbanan, when they institute a bracha, does it merge together and become part of the mitzvah itself? It's not just the hachana, but it's part and parcel, becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah. On a derabbanan level, because it is only derabbanan. But he says maybe that's the 2 days. The second day is that the bracha is the avodas hanefesh and the mitzvah is the avodas haguf. That sounds like it's part of the mitzvah itself. Chazal enacted. The first day is that kideshi is kadesh tchilu bebracha, and I show that I'm doing it l'shei mitzvah Hashem, and then I do it. Which sounds like it's more of a hachana. It's a preparatory stage for the mitzvah. Those are two important days in the Ritva. At the end of the long piece, all the Rishonim there have long pieces regarding the nusach of the Berachas HaMitzvah. Is it li? Is it al? So at the end of that piece, that's where the Ritva has this important formulation. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We are on now Mem Vav Amibes, where the Gemara is discussing the Lishma. Again, I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, today's shiur is sponsored, Refuah Shleima Shimon Yitzchak Ben Chaya Malka. I had it sitting here, I'm so sorry, I forgot. Refuah Shleima for Shimon Yitzchak Ben Chaya Malka, he should have a Refuah Shleima Bikarov. Okay, Mem Vav Amid Beis. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, a couple lines up from the bottom, after we're discussing the six parts of Machshava that one is supposed to have. So we pick up second wide line. Amar Yehuda Amarav. chatas sheshachta l'shem ola psula. A chatas that we shech l'shem ola psula. Getting back to, if you remember, from the first couple of dafim of the Masechta. So a chatas l'shem ola is pasul. That is a chatas shelo l'shma. That we know is psula. L'shem chulin k'sheira. L'shem chulin a chatas is kosher. Why is that? Amar b'laz of my time at the Rav. Why does Rav say that? So the Gemara earlier had two dayas. The Gemara here quotes one daya. The Gemara earlier had the first daya of lav mina lo machriv. If you remember, the closer the machshava, the worse it is, or the better it is. So the Gemara brother says a raya that the closer it is, the worse it is. The farther it is, the more different it is, the less it ruins it. Lav mina lo machriv. If it is distant, it's l'shem chulin, then it's not going to ruin. But the Gemara there also quoted a pasuk, and that's what our Gemara quotes. My time at the Rav, alo yechalalu es kachay b'nei Yisrael. Kachim, mechalalin kachim, v'yein chulin mechalalin kachim. Kachim are mechalal kachim, based on alo yechalalu, and it says kachay, but chulin are not mechalal kachim. Good. What do you do? The Achronim discuss here. What do you do with the knife? We're going to talk about klisharis in a little while. Is the knife a klisharis? Are you doing it l'shem chulin? How does that work out? The Or Sameach discusses that in Hilchas Mikvos, but not for now. Masav Rabba. Amar Reb Yosi, Aval Bishloya Belibo l'shem echad mikol elu kosher shu tnai bezdin. Reb Yosi says in our Mishnah, even if you didn't think about anything, it's kosher because it's tnai bezdin. Taima shelo haya belibo klal. The reason is because you weren't thinking anything. If it's just pure neutral, so that's where we could say you plug it in and the machshava is considered lishma. Ha haya belibo l'shem chulin mashma. If you had any other type of machshava like l'shem chulin. Puzzle, so then it will be puzzle. Right, Kasha and Rav, and would rather not say that Rav Tanu Palig. So Kasha, so Gemara answers, Amalei Abaya, Dilma, no, maybe this is the diak you should make. Dilma, lo haya klal, kasher maratza. When you didn't have any machshava, what is Rabbi Yossi saying? That it's fully kasher and is maratza for the Bailim, and brings kapar for the Bailim, and they do not have any outstanding obligation. Ha haya belibo l'shem chulin, but if it's l'shem chulin, don't make the diak that it's pasul, kasher ve'ena maratza. It's kasher, so it's not maratza to the Bailim. Like we had the chiluk earlier in the Masechta, that you can have in a carbon that is separated from its owner. Right? Chatas can't be, Pesach can't be, but the other ones can exist independently, kosher, even though they weren't maratze, they weren't ola labailim l'shem chov. Good. Amar Balazar, chatas yeshachta l'shem chulin, kshera, mishum chulin, psula. So if I shachta l'shem chulin, it's kosher, as Rav said. Right? What's l'shem chulin? I know it's a carbon chatas, and I do it l'shem chulin anyway. For whatever reason, right, the Kohen has the wrong machshava. Mishum chulin, but what if I think it's chulin? What if I didn't realize? Right, a little difficult to know because he is in the Beis HaMikdash and he is in the Azara, but he thinks it's a chulin animal. So does he think that he's doing an Avera of chulin Bazara? A little difficult. Maybe he's talking about a case in the Mishkan. Either way, whatever it is, he thinks he gets distracted for a minute, and he thinks he's a chulin animal, mishum chulin psula. But if it's mishum chulin, if he thinks it's a chulin animal, and he checks l'shem chulin, that is pasul. Rashi's lashon, which the Gemara is going to say about Hashem in a minute too, misasik b'dvarim achirim bein asik b'kachim. He's daydreaming. He's misasek. He's involved in other items. Maybe he was just shechting at home and he came to the Beis HaMikdash and he still thinks he's shechting chulin animals. But either way, if it's mishum chulin, misasek in kachim, psula. Like Shmuel asked Rav Huna this question. How do I know that misasek in kachim is pasul? Shene'amar v'shachar es ben ha-bakar lefnei Hashem. Ad shetehei shchita l'shem ben bakar. Right, shchita should be l'shem ben bakar, l'shem the carbon animal. Omer le zu biyadenu hi. Okay, we have that. La'akev minalan. How do I know it's even li'ikuva? Omer le lirtzon chem tizbachuhu l'daitachem zvichu. Right, it should be l'shem carbon. So that's why misasik b'kachim is pasul. Good. What exactly does misasik b'kachim mean? What is the case of misasek? So Rashi here says, top line, shochid kachim v'lo b'kavana elakim misasek b'dvarim acherim. Meaning, as the pashas of the Gemara that we thought, you know you're shechting an animal. but you don't realize it's karbanos. You don't realize it's a karban. You think it is a chulin animal. So that's one level of misasek. That's what Rashi says here. Tosas points out that Rashi in Maseches Chulin has a different definition of misasek. What if I am knife throwing and I throw the knife and somehow there's an animal there and it shechs the karban? It shechs the animal. That's one level removed. I don't even know I'm doing a Maisa Shechita. Right? You could not be know you're doing a Maisa Shechita. You can know you're doing a Maisa Shechita, but not think it is a karban. Those are two types of misasek. So Tosas here says, Perakam dechulin pirish bekuntris. Kigon misasek besakino lahagbio lizarko. Vikasha. And that's misasek. Tosas says, I don't think that's a good shot for this Gemara because that's possible even in chulin. Our Gemara is talking about misasek bekachim, some unique type of psul that would be a problem by karbanos, but not be a problem by chulin. But what if I'm knife throwing by chulin? Would that be good enough? Tosfos says no. Vekasha tekiya gavna afilu bechulin psul. Even a chulin that would be a psul if you don't have kavana lemaisa shchita lerabana depli yeli derbi nasan uba u kavana viafilu miskavin lechaticha. What if I even have in mind to do a slicing? But again, I don't have in mind to do a mitzvah and maisa shchita. Kigon zarek sakin leno atza bekosel. Dechashim miskavin lachaticha. Kidemucha barak beis dechulin. Afilo achi pasli rabbana achi iskavin lachaticha simanim. By chulin. Avagav dena miskavin lachita. Lahatir basar. Vade michshiri. Right, even though you don't have to have in mind for the shchita to be machshir the basar. But again, there's different levels. Says Tosfos towards the end, Vinira, Hai Masasik Dekachim, Hainu Mechavein, Miskavein, Lechaticha Simanim, Velo Lashem Zvicha. The Bechulin Kasher, Ubekachim, Pasel. So there's really a number of levels in the dais. And some of them are Pasel in Chulin, some of them are Kasher in Chulin and Pasel in Kachim, and some of them are Kasher, Lukuliyam. So, lowest level, you don't even know you're doing a Maisa Shechita. I don't even know I'm throwing a knife. I happen to throw a knife and it cuts. Number one. That's the lowest level. And Tosa says that's even pasul in chulin. What about the next level up? I have kavana to do a maisa chaticha, but not a maisa shchita. I don't mind to cut the animal with the simanim. That's the second level up, right? That's what Tosa discussed at the beginning. So maybe that's also pasul. Then the next level up is, I know I'm doing a maisa shchita, but I think it's chulin, I don't think it's kachim. Next, what if I think it's, I know it's a carbon animal, and I have kavana to do a maisa shchita, but I don't have kavana for the heter shchita. Is that misasek? So that, lechora, wouldn't be misasek. Right, that's what the Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Ha'aris. What Rabbi Chanan discusses, we discussed this in other contexts. Two types of maisim in halacha, some of them that achieve a result directly, some of them that it happens memela. Right? That's what Rabbi Chanan discusses. There are many nafkaminas between halachic mechanisms that I am in control of, I'm the bialim, and halacha mechanism that I just do the physical act, and then memela, the chalos happens by itself. By marriage, by divorce, I'm the bialim. The halacha gives me control of this physical act, which then creates a chalos. So therefore, I can, nafkamina number one, I can make a shliach. Nafkamina number two, I can make a tnai. Right? You can only make a tnai. Tosfos in Ksubis, kolmos de lesa b'shlichos lesa b'tnai, isa b'shlichos isa b'tnai. Tosfos says, because you're the bailam on these. So I can make a tnai, I'm going to get married almanas that it rains. I can make a tnai, I'm going to get married almanas, anything. Because that is a maisa that I'm in control of the chalos. But then there are other maisim, Rabbi Chanan discusses, that you do the maisa, and it doesn't matter what your kavana is, and you can make a tzna, you can make a shliach, because you're not in control of the chalos. Once you do the physical act, the chalos happens b'meila. Chalitza, I do the physical act of chalitza, what if I have no kavana to be matir, the woman l'shuk? Doesn't matter, right? The chalitza is an act that once it's done, davar to b'meila. It happens. And the other example given in Rabbi Chanan is shchita. What if I do a maisa shchita and I have no kavana for the heter shchita, but I do it perfectly and I have kavana that the meat shouldn't be mutter? The answer is tough luck on you. Shchita is you're not in control of that chalos. The shchita should only be mutter if I eat a cookie tomorrow. You can't make that tnai. Right? There are some actions in halacha that create a chalos b'meila. So shechita is also one of them Rabbi Chanan discusses. So once I have the kavana for a maisa shechita, it's gonna work. In terms of the chalos, is there a lack of the kavana, the special kavana lishma? Maybe, but that's what Tosfos discusses at the end. V'nira, the high misasik tekachim, haynu miskavin, lechaticha simanim, v'lo l'shem zvicha. So maybe it's even less than what I was saying. You have kavana to the physical act of cutting these parts of the body, but not for the maisa shchita, not for the mitzvah or the matir of shchita, even the act. Maybe even Tosfos b'mchal, even within the physical act. You have kavana to do the physical act, but not to do the mitzvah of shchita. Right, we were saying even the higher level. What if you have covenant to do the mitzvah of shechita, but not the heter shechita? Right, so again, there are many different levels, and this is not the only case where we could discuss misasek. Remember, in Hilchas Shabbos, the Gemara, the Rishonim discuss all different levels of misasek. The Tiferes Yisrael in his Hakdama to Shabbos, in the Kalkel Shabbos, in the Hakdama to his commentary on Shabbos, discusses also all the levels of misasek. Right? There's a I have kavana to pick apple A, and instead I pick apple B. I have kavana to do malacha A and I do malacha B. I have kavana not to do a malacha and I end up doing a malacha. I have kavana. There are many levels of misasek. I don't remember it. I don't even realize I'm doing the maisa. I brush by the light switch and it goes on. Or I know it's Shabbos, but I just do it by rote. I turn on the light switch. Right. So that's both of those are misasek. Right? So there's different levels of misasek in Hilchas Shabbos. Different levels of misasek here in Kachim. Good. But again, important discussion. There are some achron in the Achiezer discusses. Is misasek a problem in all the avodos or dafka shechita? Right, shechita is the one that's discussed in the Gemara here. So the Achiezer has a suggestion in Chelek Beis Simen Dalid. He thinks maybe it's only by shechita because shechita lav avodahi. It's already on shaky ground, and that's why if you're going to be misasek, that's why it's going to be pasul. The other avodos. What if I don't realize I'm catching the blood, but I'm misasek by Kabbalah Sadam? Maybe it wouldn't be a problem. That's more inherently, it is what it is. Right, so that's what he says. Ubepshuto nira demastiso na ayri b'shar avodos. Da shchita lav avodahi. Ubeshar avodos be'emes kosher misasek, says the Achiezer, Rav Chaim Moser. Again, and the Chazon Ish argues on that, but that is the some of the discussion of misasek. Just a couple of days ago, we discussed Rabbi Kiva Eger, the machlokas achronim, whether misasek is looked at, and you can be mechalik between misaseks, whether misasek is an maisa avera with a ptur onesh, or it's not even a maisa avera. We know in Hilchas Shabbos, for shogeg, we bring a karban chatos. For misasek, we don't. That already might tip us off, that it's something less. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Shabbos is different than everything else. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, misasek is not even a maisa aveira because of melechas machshavas, which Be'ez Hashem will come up in the Gemara. While other areas of halacha, maybe misasek is a maisa aveira with a p'tur onesh. You get into the discussion of, we know the exceptions for misasek. The Gemara says, if I get physical benefit, so then I'm going to be chayav anyway, even though it's misasek. Chalovim and arayas. If I eat something not kosher, if somebody's involved in a biaznus, misasek. So again, that's going to be chayav shekei nehene. Does that tip us off at all in terms of that question of the Decevus and Rabbi Kiva Eger about Maisa Aveira? Could Hanas supply not just Onesh, but also a Maisa Aveira? So again, that's a question. Okay. Again, major topics here on Daf Mem Zayin. Okay, we continue. Last line. She'en machshava olechas ela achra oved. The last line of the Mishnah said that the machshava goes after the oved. Masnison deloki aitana. The Mishnah is against the following opinion. Titania, the Brisa says, this Shita is quoted really twice in Shas. I said yesterday, we could discuss this only on Zvachim Mem Zayin, but it's also quoted in Chulin. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Shamati Shabayla Mefaglim. I have heard that the owner himself, the owner of the carbon, if he has a machshava of pigol, he could mefagel the carbon. Bayla Mefaglim. Amar Rava, my time, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, what's the basis of a Shita? Da Amar Kra, Vehikriv Hamakriv. And that's said in the Parsha of Nesachim. The Nesachim in Parsha Shlach, Vikrav Makrav Karbano Lashem. So we see, even the Makrav Karbano has power to affect the carbon. Period. So let's just continue and then we'll talk about it more. Amar Abaya, Reb Lazar Reb Yossi, Reb Lazar Reb Eliezer, Reb Shimon Ben Elazar, Kulu Svir Luhu, Zeo Machashi, Vizeh Oveid Havi Machshava. All of these three Tanoim hold that a person having a machshava can affect someone else who's doing the maisa. A one person doing machshava, one person doing maisa, they can have an effect. Where are they? Reb Lazer, Reb Yosi, Hada Amran. That's the shita here. Baila mefaglin. The Kohen is doing the avoda. The owner is thinking the pigle thought that he could ruin it. So that's one. Echad mechashev, the echad oved. Reb Eliezer, Ditzan Reb Eliezer says it elsewhere. Hashochet la oved kochavim. This is in Chulin. If a Jew is shechting an animal that belongs to a idolater. Hashochei lo'ovi kochavim. I'm shechting for you. You want it. You want a shechita done. So shechitasok she'era. Tanakama holds the shechita's kosher. Right? He didn't say that he was thinking l'shem avodah zarah, the bialim, and therefore you don't have to be choshish for that. Therefore the shechita's k'she'era. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says why? Because the Gemara says there stam machsheves ovid kochavim la'avodas kochavim. So even though he is not doing the shechita, it's going to affect. So that's the second example. One by kachim, one by Chulin, and now one by Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ditznan, the Mishnah or the Tanya, Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We know that for almost every malacha, there is a shear for the malacha. How much of the item do you have to do? Right, you have to be kosev shtei osios, and how much you have to be borer, and how much you have to do every malacha. What about hotzah? So hotzah, the shear is grogerous usually, but there are a whole list of other items in all those Mishnayos, all those Prakim in Shabbos. How much of this you have to carry out? How much of that do you have to carry out? So, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, Klal Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Kol she'in kasha l'hatznia. What if there is an item that people do not hide away? People don't hold on to. Rashi says, quotes the Gemara there in Shabbos, Dam Nida, Isser Hana, something that people don't usually hold on to. Ve'ein matznian kamahu. Or people sometimes do hold on to, but this amount people don't hold on to. It's such a tiny amount. But Huchshar Lazeh v'hitzniu, one guy decides he's going to keep it. One guy says, this is chashiv in my eyes, and therefore I'm going to keep it. And then he puts it away, and then someone else comes over and carries it out on Shabbos. The second one was never machshiv it actively. Uba acher v'hotzio, nischayev zeh b'machshava shal zeh. Even though Reuben was the one that put it away, that stored it away, and Shimon was the one that carried it out, Shimon's going to be chayev isur daraisa votsa because of Reuben's machshava. So again, one person can determine for the other one, right? That's part of the sugya of achshave, which comes up in a few places, but usually achshave is for me. I am machshav something, and therefore, right, chatzi shir. Right, chatzi shir could be part of achshavei. That's what some achronim would discuss. The Chacham Tzvi limit achshavei to isurei achila. Why? Because if I eat it, that shows that I'm machshavit. Right, if it's bal yira by imatze, that's the sugya. Is there chatzi shir by bal yira by imatze? There, I didn't do anything actively. So then maybe you're not going to say chatzi shir works. But this is achshavei of one person for the other person. So that is a bigger chiddush. So 3 days. So now the Gemara says, to each one of them, would each one of them hold of the other one? So, shravayu islahu d'Reb Elazar b'Reb Yosi, both of the other ones would hold like Reb Elazar b'Reb Yosi, meaning our shita, why? Hashta b'chutz amrinan, bifnim mibay, if even b'chutz, if they hold, even b'chutz, by Shabbos and Chulin, you're going to say that the machshava affects bifnim by karbanos, where we know that machshava plays even a more central role, mibayi. Do you even have to say? Of course, the machshava is going to affect. That's the other two would hold of ours. Reb Elazar b'Reb Yosi, less luhu de travayu, and the opposite. Reb Elazar b'Reb Yosi, that says it here, that b'ilam afaglim would not hold of the other two. Dilma bifnimu damrina b'chutz lo amrinan. Exact opposite logic, right? Because maybe machshava plays a major role in kachim, but not in chulin. Fine. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Islay de Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who said it by Shabbos, would hold of Rabbi Eliezer, who said it by Shechitas Chulin. Why? Hashta, b'Shabbos amrina b'avodas kochavim, miboy. By Shabbos, which is an even a higher standard, by avodas kochavim, would you even require it? Right? Rashi quotes, avodas kochavim is similar to pnim, avodas pnim. Right, we know there's a lot of parallels in Masechah Sanhedrin. Your chayef, Avodah Zarah, what you could have done in the Beis HaMikdash. So same svar as earlier. Rabbi Eliezer, less leid, Rav Shimon Elazar, but the other way would not be true. Dilma b'avodas kochavim hu da'amrit ke'ein pnim. Maybe by Avodah Zarah you would say Machshava plays a major role. Aval Shabbos, Molechas Machshavas, Asra Torah. But by Shabbos, Malach HaZachshavos, which, as the Gemara here uses it, where it's used, Malach HaZachshavos is used as, most of the time, as a kula. Meaning here, Shabbos, you have to have a very high standard. Maleches umanvan, as the uncle says in Vayakel, Malach HaZachshavos Asra Torah, and therefore here, because there's a problem with the thought, with the machshava, so that is why we say that it would not be effective. And we've quoted often when this comes up that almost all the time, Malach HaZachshavos is a kula, right? That is the basis for all the unique halachas in Shabbos. We have Davar Sheni Miskaven, and Malach HaZachshavos Yuch Lagufa, and Misasik, as we were just talking about, and Makalkel, and maybe Kilachar Yad, and maybe by Malach HaSheino Miskayemes, and Shtayim Sha'asu, what about Pachas Mikashir, right? All of those, there are some Rishonim, the Gemara, some of them, but there are some Rishonim that put all of those together with Maleches Machshavos, and in all those contexts, it is a Kula in Hilcha Shabbos. There are, though, a few Chumras, as we point out, right? The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Samach, where the Gemara contrasts Hilcha Shabbos to Hilchas Nezek. The Gemara says, by Nezek, Grama Ben Izak and his Pater. By Nezek, it will all be Pater. But when it comes to Shabbos, by the malacha of Zoreh, malacha of winnowing, I throw it up and I use the wind, so malacha v'chshavos, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. I use the wind, and in that way, I am chayiv for the malacha of Zoreh, winnowing. So that's a chumrah of malacha v'chshavos. Malacha v'chshavos, Asra Torah, number one, right? Or the Rashba and the Ran that come up in Malacha Shabbos, right, about Ksiva, Vechatochos Chol Kirechos. Remember that run, right, that if I have a two letters and I erase two letters that are attached and I erase some of it, and now I have two letters. The Gemara says that you're chayiv on Shabbos for writing two letters. By erasing the roof of the ches and having two letters, two zions, so I'm going to be chayiv for writing two osios through erasing. So the Rashba says, oh, if it's good enough for Shabbos, it's good enough for writing a Sefer Torah. Right? And therefore, if you erase, you're supposed to write two zions, and you wrote a ches, and you erase it, that's good enough. That's nechshav chok yirechos, not chok tochos. That's good enough to writing the letters. And the Ran says, what are you talking about? Shabbos kuftalin. Right? What you say for Shabbos is not dafka what you're going to say for other areas of halacha, for ksiva stam. And again, that's another, according to the Rashba, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. For Shabbos, I'm sorry, for the Ran, it's a chumrah. For Shabbos, it's writing. For ksiva stam, it's not writing. So there are other examples as well where nasis mitzvaso is good enough for Shabbos, but again, rove of the time, like our Gemara here has, it is a kula. Okay. We can't not mention the question of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel has, in this volume, he has two svarim, Gvura Shmonim and Ayim Panim LaTorah and Siyunim LaTorah. Okay, Siyunim LaTorah are Ha'aris. But the first two svarim are an entire sefer, one question, 70 answers, one question, 80 answers. Right, so Gvura Shmonim, that's today. Today is a Gvura Shmonim day here in Daf Yomi Land, twice in Shas. We could discuss this, we could discuss it any day, but twice in Shas, really, where the Shita of Rabbi Rabbi Yossi comes up, says, what's the question? Shamati Makshim. I've heard, they asked this question, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. According to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, that Bailam or Mafaglim, so how could you ever be Bodek a Sota? A Sota doesn't want the water to work on her, so the Kohen's going to be doing the Avoda, and the woman's, it's the woman's carbon, she's going to be Mafagal the carbon. She's going to think Pigol, and it's always going to be Puzzle. So, Kasha. So, 80 answers. We're not going to do 80 of them, because even if we do one a minute, there's not enough time. But there is. Feel free to look at it. And the other sefer is Kuntras Ayin Panim LaTorah, is a Kasha based on Psachim Daf Mem Dalet, and a Kasha there. Okay. But either way, maybe one or two of the answers. Is the woman really a Bala Karban when it comes to Sota in the same way that others are a Bala Karban? Right, first of all, maybe it's only by Kodshe Kodshim, not by Kodshe Kalim. And there are many answers that he goes through, a lot of beautiful lumdis. But just to mention the, I don't know which ones to mention here. Maybe just do the last one. Number 80. So there he quotes the Karban, Od Yesh Lomar, Lefi Masha Kazav. Ein roi labaylam lafagel kibin da karmen shel gavoy veinah dem osed davar shein shalom. That's part of a couple of the answers. Veinah dem osed davar shein shalom. But he says, k'moshe v'esi kfar, pu'ulas birur avon levarer imzinsa hasota olo. Pu'ula zos Hari ein nifeles avur hasota klal. Shahari hi yodas im zimsa olo. Is this carbon really for the woman? She knows what happened. It's all about to be mevarer. What happened? She knows what happened. It can't be for her. Upulas habira hu rak lefnei acherim habilti yodim avolo lefnei hasota klal. V'afilu tomar, tekavanas hagamara levira ha'iser shebaa ha'mincha, levarim asur labayla imlo, it's to be mevarim, if she's asur labayla, that's just the result of the reality. That's not the ultimate root. Gamkein, hari ha'pu'ula rak avur ha'ba'al ha'bilti yodea, v'asur bo ata rak misafek. The alzeh ba amincha lavar masura lo bavadei or muteris lo bavadei. Aval asota hari mevur hadavar etzla v'imzin sa asur la gamata la habaal mimenu bivadai. V'gam overes bivadei alifnei iver im tevatel b'masha machshela soso b'isur biasota tihiodas. V'alkein shaper havi mincha davar sheino shalav kivan degufa shal gavoa upulasa gamkin enenu avurav shaper lo masi mefagla. It's not her carbon. She brings it, but it's not really accomplishing anything for her because she's either asura already or not asura. She knows it's just for her husband, and therefore zeh pashut the karav la'emes. He says in the last one. I don't know if the other 79 were not as karav la'emes, but that's number 80 that he has all the way at the end of Gvorah Shimonim. Then at the end he has maftechas for eze inyanim asher nizbaru agav grora bekuntra zeh. Things that came up a little derech agav in this 150-page kuntres that he has, kuntres gvurah shmonim. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Rebbe Yosef Engel, just to be inspired by who he was. We'll see if we have time a little bit later. We'll do some more. Okay, but we are up to Ezehu Makom Manchel Zvachim, the fifth parak of Zvachim, which, as we know, there is a minog to say every morning. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ra'ah in Simin Aleph. In Arachai, Simin Nun in Arachayim, right? The Simin Nun. So that's where the Shulchan Arach and the Torah. Read it from the Torah. Kavu l'shanos mishnas ezel makoman. They were koveya to learn ezel makoman in the morning, as we know. Ubrisa the Rabbi Yishmael al shlosh esrei midos achar parshas hatamid. Why is that? The Tosfos already says. Tosfos says that the based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that la'olam mishal shadam shnosav, a person should be split up his years. How do you know how much you're going to live, says the Gemara? No, split up your days into three. Right? Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. Right? That is the that's the Gemara, and Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, I think, and the Torah also quotes it here. That's what Chazar Koveya. Mikra, that's the carbon Talmud. Mishnah, that's Ezeo Makoman. Brisa, Talmud, that's the Brisa, Rabbi Yishmael. That's how we fulfill all three. Right? Even right after we do that twice, right after Berachas Torah, we also do it. Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha, that's Mikra. Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir, that's the Mishnah in Peya. And then the second Elu Dvarim is a Brisa. Right? So that's even, we do it twice. But that's the Mishnah of Ezehu Mikoman. Good. Says the Beis Yosef, why dafke ezeo makoman? We've mentioned this. The Ra'ah, he quotes the Ra'ah in his Kiddushim on Brachas Lamed Beis. Shetikna l'shanos perek ezeo makoman l'fisha ein b'kol oso perek machlokes. V'hi mishnah brura l'moshe misinai. There is no machlokes there. Aye, it says here in the Hagos v'ha'aros, on the bottom of the tour. Aye, don't we have that the Mishnah says, Eino Nechol Ela Ad Chatzotz, and that's really a machlokas, as well as Rabbi Akiva, right? So the answer is, it's not mafurish. We don't quote the other opinion. The Gemara often says, Mishnah Delo Kir, but in the Mishnayis themselves, right, there is no machlokas. Or, he quotes on the bottom, the machlokas of Reblazar and Zayat Tel Chatzotz, that's not Meikir Adin. Right, that's only l'harchegas adam in avera. Really, fundamentally, it's not a machlokas. Right, he holds like the other. Okay, but either way, this is Ezel Makoman. We start off the day with Shalom al Yisrael. Right, out of the 524 prakim in Mishnayis. Either way, there's one without machlokas, and that's this one. So, and also the other advantage is karbanos. Right, the Mishnah in Megillah, the Gemara Megillah, saying karbanos is kiilu. We gave the karbanos, so we should try to say the karbanos each and every day to get through Ezel Makoman. Okay, Ezel Makoman shel Zachim. What is the placement, and not only the placement? What are the basic ABCs? Basic ABCs of Zvachim. Why didn't the Masechta start off with the Zeil Makomon? So you might say, first we talk about the Machshavos of the Karban, and then we talk about the Maisim of the Karban. So the first four Parakim were about the Machshavos, and now we talk about the Maisim. So what is the place? Ezo Makomon Shosvachim. Kadshei Kadashim. Shechitason Batzafon. The Kadshei Kadshim, Chatas, Asham, Shalmei Tzibur, right, all the Kachi Kachim, so that is Chatas Asham Ola, so those are Shechter on the north side of the Azar. Remember we had back on Daf Chaf already, the 3 days in the Tanaim. What is Tzafon? Due north and due northwest, or even northeast of the Mizbeach? We had the 3 days. Bashchidasan, Batzafon. Now we talk about some specifics of Kachi Kachim. Par Visayir Shemakipurim, right, two of the Chatos Primios. The par in the sa'ir on Yom Kippur, shechitasan batzafon, right, it's shechted in the north, v'kibol daman v'klisharis batzafon. And Kabbalah's Adam is also done in the tzafon in a klisharis. Rashi says, had he no klisharis, you learn it from Har Sinai, the end of Parshas Mishpatim. It says, v'yasem ba'aganos, you put the blood in the kalim that they caught it in, so that is the source, says Rashi, for Kabbalah in a klisharis batzafon. V'damatan, and these two, the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, where you mazah their blood, v'damatan hazaya al bein habadim, that's in the Kodesh Kadashim, v'yala paroches, that's towards the Kodesh Kadashim, the paroches, v'yal mizbach hazav, and in the heichal, on the mizbeach hazav. Interesting, as we mentioned, the Mishnah and Gemara give different names to that little mizbeach, depending on, you know, what function you are using it for. We had right back in the first Mishnah in the last parak, right? Lamed Vavma Beis. In parak Meshamai, we also had, what was it called there? Mizbeach HaPnimi. Here it's called Mizbeach HaZahav. Interesting to try to figure out why sometimes the Mishnah says Pnimi, sometimes says Zahav, sometimes says Ktoris. But here, you're not doing the Ktoris. You're doing the Hazoya. So that's why it's called Mizbeach Hazav. So either way, that's the Avoda. Matana achas me'en mi'akaves. Each of the matanos are ma'akev, right, to contrast it to the other matanos of karbanos of chutz. V'shiyarei adam ha'yeshev ha'chitzon ma'arav v'shem mizbeach ha'chitzon. The leftover dam you pour into on the southwest corner of the yesod had a southern hole and a western hole. So shiyarei adam of the Pnimios, you pour that into the western hole. If a monas aloikiv, shvicha shirayim, even of the chatos pnimios are not ma'akev. Good. Paramanis rafim, the next category of chatos pnimios, they have a different avoda, right? There's nothing in the kodesh kadashim. That's where they're separate. Paramanis rafim, sir manis rafim, shechitasan batzafon, v'kibol damon bechli shareis batzafon, v'damon don azaya ala paroches, v'al mizbach azav. Same thing without the kodesh kadashim one. Matana achas mehen me'akaves, even each matana is ma'akev, shiyarei adam ha'yeshov ha'chitzon ma'aravi shemazbeach ha'chitzon, the shirayim are again put on the yesod ma'aravi, imnol nasan lo ikev. Elu vo'elu, both, all of these chatos pnimios, the Yom Kippur ones, and these latter ones, right, paraman esrafim, what's paraman esrafim? That's the, I didn't mention which one, that's the par ha'elam davar shal tzibur, and the par of the Kohen Gadol, and se'irim ha'nesrafim, right, that's the seer of Avodah Zarah, right, so five altogether, the five chatos pnimios, they are all, elu ve'elu nesrafim, abeis hadeshin. Their blood goes further in, and their haktara goes further out. Right, that's the chatos halacha, the chatos pnimios. Huge topic. We mentioned this before, but just to point out, the first tosfos. First tosfos here in Ezel Makomen, back on Amar Aleph. Right, the question is, what the Mishnah say for Kabbalah Saddam? You need a klisharis. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about shchita requiring a klisharis. Do you need a klisharis? Could I use just a kitchen knife for shchita, or do you have to have a special klisharis for shchita? So those are the dais here in tosfos. Right, tosfos. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Rabbeinu Ephraim, I am a daktik mikan. De lo be'inan sakin b'shchita. You don't need a sakin for shchita, right? Because it doesn't say it here, right? B'shchita sakin klisharis, right? Mi de lo ktani shchitasam b'klisharis b'tzafon kedektani gabe kabbalah v'kibol damon b'klisharis b'tzafon omital kach. And that's why he says the Gemara in Chulin that says bada b'krom shalkana v'shachat ba lo by klisharis, that could even be by kachim. That's day number one in Tosfos. Tosfos says v'e efshar lomar kein. I disagree. E.F. Shalom Arkelein. Because you look, we darshan from the pasuk by the Akedah. Vayigaches ha-ma'acheles de'ola tuna kli. Right, that's what the Gemara says later on in Dam Chatas. V'yalfina minei kulu. Ubisota, he quotes the Paragorin Sota, Mashma the Sakin of Makadish the Dam, the Sakin is Makadish the Dam. Right, he quotes that, and how could, what about the Gemara Chulin that use a Krumah Shalkana? It means you fashioned it into a Kli. Why doesn't it say it here? V'hai delo tran hacha, right, the biggest raya is the omission here. So you have to figure out why there's that omission. So he says, he quotes, why Kabbalah, you have to mention it and not by Shechita. But either way, 2 days in Tosfos here. We mentioned this back in the first parak when we discussed some Rishonim, some Bali Tosfos put together that Shechita does not eat a Kli connected to Shechita Lav Avodahi and Shechita Ksher Bebailim. All of those might be connected in some way. That is the discussion. Interesting, Shechita the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? L'chadchila, yes, but the Eved, no. He's the chalik between l'chadchila and b'di'evet. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Perek Dalet, Alach Hazayin, the Rambam says, Kol hazvachem she'ein shochtin osol l'chadchila, ela besakim mikli shareis, v'yim shachad b'chol davar she'shochtin bo hachulin, afilu b'kromen shalkana, k'sherim. Meaning he takes the Gemaras that say you need it as the l'chadchilas, and the Gemara like in Chulin that says you don't need it as b'di'evet. Again, big discussion in the Mefarshim. The Ritva there in Chulin tries to come up and say it has to be somewhat mekudash, maybe not fully mekudash, tries to come up with a middle ground, right? That's ein kli shel shchita kli shareis ela hakvala kli shareis ela mechuvar. Disakin amukdashim kli shareisu l'kadesh adam ksas. The Sakin starts the Hakdasha while the Kabbalah finishes the Hakdasha. Right, it's somewhere in the middle. But again, this is a fascinating discussion of, again, Shechita being different than the other Avodos. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'nisni nami, V'kibol daman b'chli sharis batzafon. Why don't you also say in the Reisha, why in the first line of the Mishnah, it just said, right, the first line when we spoke about the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, it just says, Shkidasa batzafon. Right, and then V'kibol daman b'chli, right, kachi kachim, b'chli batzafon. Why there? So, says the Gemara, why don't you just say it right in the first line because it applies to all the following? Answer: Kibon diika asha mitzora, v'kibol damo biyad hu shire. The asham of a mitzora. We know a mitzora brings a chatas, ola, and asham. So the asham of a mitzora, the kabbalas adam is done with the hand of a kohen. The hand of a kohen. So you can't say kachi kachim always has kabbalah in a kli shareis. That's why it is left. Velo, says the Gemara, is that really true? Vaktani lala kamon. But what do you mean? The Mishnah later on about Asham, right? Every Mishnah here talks about a different carbon. It says, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora, Asham Dasa Mitzavon, Vekibo Dom, Beklisharis, Batzavon. You do need a Klisharis for the Kabbalah of a Mitzora. Answer? Meikara Savar, Kibo Domo, Biyadhu, Shire. We originally thought that everything, the whole Kabbalah Saddam was done with the hand, and that's why we left it off. V'kivan de lo sagile ella v'kli hader tanya. But then, since we know you do need a kli, it mentioned it. What's going on here? There are two kohanim that do the Kabbalah Saddam when it comes to an Asha Mitzora. One does it in a kli shareis, one does it in the hand. Right, two. Because you can use one for Azaya, and you can use one for put onto the Mitzora himself. So that's why we first not mention it, because we think we're focusing on the Yad one, but then we later on do mention it, because that is the one that is also required. Titania, as the Brisa says, V'lokach yachol b'kli tamalomar v'nasan. Manasina ba'atzmo shel kohen af lekicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. It says v'nasan, so just like the Hazaya, putting it on the recipient is going to need from the kohen's hand himself, so you'd have the Kabbalah also. Yachol aflam mizbeach kein. You might have thought even the dam of the asham that's going to go on the mizbeach also is biyad. Tamalomar ki kachatasa asham hu. Machatas tuna kli af asham toin kli. Nimse sato omer asham mitzora shnei koanim. Mekablin es damo. Echad biyad ve echad bikli. Two. Zeshin is kiblo bikli. Balo eitzel mizbeach. Vezesh kiblo biyad. Balo eitzel mitzora. Right, and that is the interesting halacha of the Asha Mitzora. The big discussion in the Achronim, and the Minchas Chinuch asks a couple of questions and others relating to this implicitly. So that Kabbalah Biyad, is that a real Kabbalah Saddam? Is that called Kabbalah Saddam in Lumdis? It doesn't use a Kli, but what about for all other halachas? Could you be Mefagel during that Kabbalah Saddam? Right, that's the question of one. Is it Nechshav a Kabbalah? Do you need Safon for that Kabbalah Saddam? right? What do you do with the shirayim in the hand of that Kabbalah, right? Do you have to put that in the Yesod, or you just put that in the Amma, right? So those are all different nafkaminas that would depend on whether this is seriously called a Kabbalah or not, right? That's the Minchas Chinuch's implicit questions here in the beginning of Kuf Ayin Vav. Kuf Ayin Vav. There he says, Lo ra'isi l'rabbeinu harambam sheyivar maha yo'osin b'moser hadam shenishar b'kapo im to'un shvicha yisod adromi k'mo ha'shirayim shebekli o efshar dafka shirayim im mizbeach nishpachan ala yisod av shirayim in ayad efshar nishpachan ala amah v'ke'es lo matzasi gilui lazeh. Right, I didn't find a gilui. He quotes in the bottom, the Tosefta in Nega'im says, Shiyare Adam Shebiyash Ofchan La'ama. Okay, the Tosefta in Nega'im says it. But either way, this is the Yesod of the question, meaning is it considered a Kabbalah or is it not? There is just one Shashir was sponsored, again, Lurafua Shalema for Shalema Shimon Yitzchak ben Chaya Malka. Again, there's Refuah Shalema Bakarov in the schluss of all the Torah that we learned together. Okay, we'll have to stop. Again, I don't think scheduling-wise, I don't think I'm going to be able to give the shiur tomorrow or Friday, so we'll have to pick up Be'ez Hashem in a couple of days.